Should I stay or should I go? What the UAE's ghost flights teach us about financial advice. Nicola Langridge, CFP, Wealth Manager at Private Client Holdings and current FPI Financial Planner of the Year. From ceasefires to blockades, we continue to watch a world that feels increasingly unpredictable. Headlines are dominated by conflict in the Middle East, rising geopolitical tension, and markets reacting in real time. And when the world feels uncertain, it is human nature to ask one question: should I stay, or should I go? A recent story being reported across several global publications regarding Australian ghost flights got me thinking about behavioral tendencies in times of crisis. The articles focused on repatriation flights out of the UAE during the current Gulf conflict. Planes designed to carry nearly 500 people, after an initial surge of people leaving the region, were leaving with fewer than 100 on board. According to the reports, the rows and rows of empty seats frustrated the Australian government, which had implemented the repatriation service. Why weren't people leaving anymore? Why weren't they taking the opportunity to get to safety? Same chaos, different reactions. What fascinated me was the response from the people who stayed. Despite the chaos, they did not want to flee. They trusted the information being shared by the government, believed they were safe, and felt at home. Why, with the same information, the same headlines, and the same risks, would some people decide to go, and some decide to stay? Some people reacted to the noise, while others responded based on trust. Trust in their environment, trust in the systems around them, and trust in the people advising them. And importantly, clarity about what was actually true versus what was simply loud. This is exactly what happens in our financial lives. When markets fall, when uncertainty rises, the question is whether to react or respond. Do you get on the plane, or do you stay the course? In those moments, the difference is rarely intelligence or access to information. It is about whether you have someone you trust to help you interpret the noise, someone who communicates clearly, who has your best interests at heart, and someone who brings you back to your plan. This is where financial empowerment truly begins. Not just in building wealth, but in having the confidence to make decisions in uncertain environments. It means that you are not driven by fear or paralyzed by complexity, but rather that you feel grounded because you understand your plan and you trust the person guiding you. Financial planning isn't about predicting the next crisis. Rather, it is knowing that when the world feels like it's shifting, you don't have to make reactive decisions because you already have a plan. According to a Vanguard Group study, having a wealth manager can add approximately 3% per year in net returns to clients, after fees. And importantly, it's not from stock picking. The study showed that the majority of this alpha came from influence over behavior. When it comes to wealth management today, especially in volatile times, a goals-based approach creates clarity, confidence, and calm. Your wealth manager should act as the chief financial officer of your family, making sure all aspects of your wealth are taken care of. The first step is to set goals classified into three tiers of importance. Firstly, what makes you feel secure? This is the practical part of the conversation that covers basic needs around retirement, food, a roof over your head, medical aid, and basic living expenses as you get older. Aside from retirement, aspects such as children's education should also be discussed here. The second tier of goals focuses on what gives you joy. These are usually fun goals like traveling or hobbies, but they also extend to the happiness we feel from knowing our loved ones will be secure if we're no longer around, legacy planning. Goals around philanthropy also fall into this tier. Lastly, the bucket list tier. Financial planning shouldn't be seen as a constraint, but an enabler to dream. Discussing your dream goals with your wealth advisor can help you make practical plans to realize a bucket list item. Once you've mapped out these goals, your wealth manager will work with a team of experts to craft a holistic plan that uses various expertise, from tax, investment management, fiduciary services, and risk management, to create a robust financial blueprint for you and your family. And it's not something that is set in stone. As situations shift, so should your plan evolve with you. It is important to ensure your advisor schedules regular check-ins to keep your plan aligned with the changes in your life. The value of advice is not linear. It shows up most during crisis moments, where advisors can add tens of percent points to your portfolio by stopping poor decisions. In those moments, how someone communicates with you matters just as much as what they know. Yet, when it comes to financial advice, we often default to whether they sound clever or work for a big firm. But that's not what builds long-term confidence. Nearly half of the value of advice is not technical. It is emotional and underpinned by trust and clarity. It is about how comfortable you feel asking difficult questions, and whether your advisor listens and explains things clearly. Critically, it's about whether you feel safe enough to be completely honest. You are sharing personal information and having to make important decisions while navigating moments of uncertainty, change, or even fear. In moments of panic, you are not looking for someone to impress you. You are looking for someone to guide you and to help you decide, do I stay or do I go? Single quote. Ends. Author at Nicola Langridge. Private Client Holdings plus Posts Bio at Nicola Langridge. Private Client Holdings. Why a family office approach is a groundbreaking solution to managing women's wealth. Share on your socials.